helped Mrs. Schlesinger to nurse the man of God, and he made a very good recovery. When he was strong enough to travel, Lady Frances accompanied the Schlesingers to London 3 weeks ago.
To London? Extraordinary.
What's extraordinary about it, Herr Doctor? That is her home, is it not?
Yes. But if she is in London, she has not returned to her own house or made herself known to her friends. But what about the maid, Marie Devine? Did she go to London with the rest of the party?
Oh, no. A few days earlier, she went away alone, crying many tears, and telling the girls on my staff that she would never go into service again.
She gave in her notice.
As is that, or she was dismissed, I can tell you no more than that.
Well, thank you, Herr Brand. You have been very helpful.
There is one other matter you may like to know.
Hmm?
You are not the only person who comes here to inquire after Lady Frances.
Indeed?
5 days ago, another man came here on the same errand.
Did he give his name?
No, he did not. He was an Englishman, so not the usual type of Englishman abroad. Not a quiet, reserved gentleman.
A savage, perhaps. A wild man.
You are with me, Herr Doctor. That describes him perfectly. A bearded, sunburned fellow. Hard and fierce. I should not like to cross such a man.
Did the Schlesingers leave an address by any chance?
Yes, no. The only one who gave an address on her departure was Mademoiselle Devine, somewhere in Montpellier. Would that be of interest to you?
Mystery defines itself. Lady Frances pursued by sinister figure bent on revenge. Has he already overtaken her? Perhaps Marie Devine holds answer to riddle. Signed, J.W.
Please send description, Dr. Schlesinger's left ear, soonest possible. Regards, signed, S.H.
Your idea humor somewhat obscure and singularly ill-timed. I'm therefore proceeding immediately to 11 Rue de Trajan, Montpellier. Signed, J.W.
Monsieur Désir.
Un café au lait, s'il vous plaît. No, better make a deux café. I'm expecting to meet a young lady.
Deux cafés, monsieur. Et bonjour.
I beg your pardon?
La carte postale. Très bonne. Voulez-vous de la postale?
What did he say?
He asks, do you wish to buy postcards?
Très jolie. Très amusante.
Certainly not. Go away. Allez-vous en. Oh.
Forgive me. You are Dr. Watson?
Mademoiselle Devine. Bonjour.
I received your note. How may I help you?
Won't you sit down? I took the liberty of ordering coffee.
You're very kind.
As I said in my letter, it's in connection with Lady Frances Carfax.
Yes, but I do not know if there is much I can tell you.
You parted from Lady Frances on rather bad terms, I believe.
Oh, no, no, not at all. Lady Frances has always been kind to me. I only left her because she was returning to London and I had to come home. I am engaged to be married in a few weeks.
Oh, my apologies, mademoiselle. And my good wishes.
Merci, monsieur.
I heard you were in tears when you left Lady Frances, and I assume...
She gave me £50 as a wedding present. It broke my heart to say goodbye. My only comfort was that I left her in good company.
Dr. and Mrs. Schlesinger?
Oh, you know them. Oh, I was relieved because of that wicked man who followed her everywhere. I knew she would be safe in the care of her new friends.
Tell me about this man. Who was he?
I only saw him the once. In the foyer of the hotel at Lausanne. Oh, he was a terrible man. She would never speak of him, but I know she lived in a state of continual terror. Oh, mon Dieu.
What is it? What's the matter?
He pursues us still. There he is now. The man coming towards us.
Mademoiselle Devine.
Yes, but...
I inquired at your house. They said I would find you here.
Finally, stop annoying this young lady, sir.
Who the devil are you?
Never mind that. Where is Lady Frances Carfax?
What?
What have you done with her?
How dare you?
Take your
hand. Why, you... Stop.
Mind your head, Watson.
How are you feeling now?
What? No picture postcards.
How many more times?
Forget the postcards, old chap. How are you feeling?
Good Lord. Holmes.
But what... who he...
I've kept an eye on you since you arrived in Montpellier. When our bearded friend got his hands around your...